This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
641. Are you happy yet, Philadelphia? What a season. 12-1. The last time they did this, it wasn't as good because Reed was the coach and McNabb was the quarterback, and we didn't like either one.
Jeez.
Or I didn't.
Wow.
I think it was you.
At least it was me.
I didn't.
Anyway. But on the line with us right now to analyze what we witnessed yesterday, a man who was up there himself, our own Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, Elliot, I'm running into a little bit of a problem just because I always like to have something to complain about. Could you give me something to complain about for the rest of the show?
With this team, Angelo, I'm not even sure I can think of a single thing. I mean, I guess the pump block yesterday, maybe the special teams are still a problem. But if you're going to score at that rate and you're never going to give up points, it's going to be hard for even the special teams to be the reason you lose.
All right, but they did kind of harp on what ESPN said last week. They used that, didn't they? Because coming off the field, Brandon Graham was going bleep them, and that they clearly were carrying some grudge about that. They used that, didn't they, Elliot?
Yeah, this is very much a team. They won't say it publicly, but this is very much a team that holds grudges and remembers things. I mean, Jalen said yesterday, which was really rare for him, at the podium, he said he carries his scars with him. He never forgets. He doesn't value the opinion of sheep. Like, this is definitely a team that is motivated by that. And it makes sense when you think about it. Sirianni's a head coach that when he came out and he was first hired, his initial press conference was mocked by, you know, pretty much everyone in the league. Jalen Hurts has been told repeatedly he couldn't be the guy. Brandon Graham, you just mentioned, he's coming off a torn Achilles. So this is very much a team, despite the fact that they do have some Super Bowl winners on their roster, they are motivated by being, you know, underdogs, even though they'll probably never be an underdog again this season.
No, that was a cool thing that Hurts said. Here's another one where he just I honestly think, Elliot, more and more, the more I watch the team play, the more I see the personality of Jalen Hurts permeating the entire locker room. Here's where he's talking about focus.
I carry my scars with me everywhere I go. I don't forget. Do I waste my energy worrying about the opinion of someone else, the opinion of a sheep? No. But I truly invest my focus in me getting better as a team, getting better as a player, getting better as a quarterback, and doing the things I need to do for my team. So everybody in their opinion don't deposit at the bank. I just try and stay true to myself, stay true to my teammates, and just chase that growth alongside with them.
He's not overwhelmed by what's going on. He seems right in the tell me, have you ever encountered an athlete like this guy?
You know, there was a point in the game yesterday, I think it was a 3rd and 9 throw, where he had a really perfect pass to Quez. And I thought to myself, we might be watching literally the perfect quarterback for today's NFL. And I think it's not just the game. It's the personality as well. I mean, just watching him throughout the week, I always find it so fascinating how he'll say something after the game on Sunday or, you know, at his press conference on Wednesday. And then you start to hear players on the team say it in their individual press conferences throughout the week. So they clearly take their, you know, kind of motto of the week for a certain extent from him. I think him and Sirianni complement each other perfectly. But I'll go back to the underdog thing. I mean, you know, people love the 2017 Eagles for the underdog thing. Hurts is that. Hurts is the guy that, despite having an excellent resume, people have never believed in. He is the one that's kind of constantly been told he's not good enough. He even said yesterday, you know, he said something like, I was told I couldn't throw the deep ball, let alone throw it 5 yards. He's going to be the NFL MVP in a few weeks, right? So I just think his attitude really does fuel this team, and they really, really listen to him. I mean, they really view this guy as a leader.
And he is. You could see just the way he talks and the way he conducts himself. He wasn't even – all his teammates were kind of having fun on the line, on the sideline. He wasn't. He was still focused. Here's what I want to know. How the hell is Mahomes in the national media seen as a bigger MVP candidate than Jalen Hurts? How?
Not after yesterday.
How?
Well, when you make a no-look pass like that, I can see why you at least remain in the conversation. Yeah, but at this point, I do think it's Jalen. I do. I mean, I think, A, to a certain extent, he's probably outplayed Mahomes this year. I mean, the lack of turnovers, what he does on the ground. I know Mahomes can make some pretty amazing throws, obviously, but there's more to it than that, right? And Jalen's proving that this year and kind of changing the quarterback position to a certain extent. So Mahomes is in it, but at this point, the award is Jalen's to lose. And with Chicago coming up and then Dallas, like, there's a chance he could have this thing wrapped up in 2 weeks.
All right, on defense, there's a lot you could say. They still do kind of frustrate me a little bit, but they shouldn't. They're 12-1. It's my problem, not theirs. Here's what I want to know. How the hell is Brandon Graham playing, having one of his best seasons at 34 coming off Achilles surgery? How did that happen? He had 3 sacks yesterday. How?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember this at training camp, he was talking about how he kind of felt in the best shape of his life because he did get a full year off. And, you know, you look at that and go, well, yeah, Brandon, but it's because you tore your Achilles. So that's going to be pretty hard to come off of. But not a lot of players at his age get that pretty much full season of rest. So he's been you know, a huge success this season. So I think coming into the year, considering he was coming off the ACL, the torn Achilles, that you would expect almost nothing from him. Instead, he might get his first double-digit sack season of his career. And what's really impressive, too, and Graham is kind of the poster for this, the depth this defensive line has. I mean, they're up huge yesterday, and Brandon Graham's still in because he's kind of the third or fourth defensive end on this roster. And they could end the year with 4 players with double-digit sacks when you look at Hassan Reddick, Hargrave, Sweat, and then Graham. So Graham has been a huge, obviously a huge bonus for this team, but it just speaks to the depth that they have at the edge, that someone like him can go, you know, kind of unnoticed when he's having what could end up being the best season of his career.
Fewer snaps, more production. That's what's going on here. Here's the thing. I'm trying to look at this and figure out, was it actually better that the Cowboys pulled that game out yesterday to keep some drama going for Christmas Eve? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that if you're the Eagles, you wanted them to lose that game. The Christmas Eve game, the Eagles are better than the Cowboys. I don't think there's any debate about that. They're better on defense. They're better on offense. They have a way better head coach. They have a better quarterback. They're the better team. But that is a tough spot to go into. And I think yesterday was a good reminder of the fact that as dominant as this team is, and as much as I do think they're going to be the number one seed, it is a razor-thin margin right now, right? I mean, if, you know, they slip up even once, and if that game is in Dallas...
No, it's not. How is it razor-thin when you're 2 games ahead? That's not razor-thin. Razor-thin is you're leading by a tiebreaker.
And Byron
Brooks attack Elliot Chopparks.
One of those games is in Dallas. Look, I think they're going to get the one seed, but if you would have told me before the year they'd be 12-1 and still have a chance, maybe not even win the division this late in the year.
Yeah, you sound like a wuss, Alan.
Why are you yelling at him?
Bob Brooks, yell at him.
I mean, there's nothing to yell about. He knows the eye test. They passed the eye test.
They passed the eye test.
Dallas is nowhere near the capabilities of being a championship team when it comes to the Eagles. And I mean, we understand any given Sunday, but you have to look at player for player. The Eagles are the superior team. It used to be that Dak was the equalizer. He was better than you know, Hurts. Now it's significantly different between the quarterbacks. The Eagles have a much better guy running this team at the quarterback position.
Beautiful. Yeah, the Eagles are a better team. I agree with that. But you know what? If they lose in Dallas, and you just said it,
all right, that's
can happen,
it. That's it. Clark, you ruined my morning. I'm letting you go now.
Hey, you wanted something to be mad about.
No, I made him. Right? Yeah. All right, Elliot, get out of here.